Oye, ahora mismo, bebé. Bebé, y ahórrale. No vamos, no vamos. Ten cuidado, bebé. No vamos, no vamos. Y entonces en portugués. Vamos nessa, bebé. Vamos nessa, bella flora. Aquí lo tienes finalmente, David Lee, baby. All right. Aquí lo tienes, Rozo Radio. All right. Switch it out, baby. Talk to me, baby.
Right now, good people tell me about good old people's furniture company down at 310 South Main. I'm telling you, good people, you buy nothing but the best.
Dave TV. این کارها را فقط به دلیل علاقه زیاد به شما انجام می دهیم. Dave TV.
Get it up, Brian, one time. Feeling out this little bit of love, baby. Yeah. Oh, baby. Time to wake up, baby. That the first thing in the morning, mama. Talking Madison, Wisconsin, Hamburg, Germany, Tampa, Florida, Vancouver, Canada, Las Vegas, Byron Bay, Australia. Oh, yes, baby. Roth Radio. First thing in the morning, like a tomahawk missile right in the Cheerios, Roth Radio. I don't know, are we talking a language that you understand? Hablamos en español para ti, baby. Porque te queremos. Oh, yeah, keep it up. Vamos nessa, mija. Vamos nessa, mina. All right, let's get to the news here, because there's a guy who put a thing on the side of his trailer, the married father of two, who affixed a sign that said, "Lawn services done with pride," by an English-speaking American. Sounds like a good sign to me, man. Go ahead. Evidently, in Denver, Arapahoe County is threatening to fire a veteran Public Works employee for promoting the fact that he's an English-speaking American. They claim it's offensive, and I've been accused of discrimination and harassment, believe it or not, because of this, said Mike Gray, a heavy equipment operator. Heavy equipment, baby! Yeah. And what he did is he put a sign on the side of his truck. It says, "Lawn services done with pride," by an English-speaking American. The sign also gives Gray's phone number, and the lettering is over a background of an American flag. "There are a lot of people in the lawn service that are non-English-speaking," Gray said. Non-English-speaking, yeah. Man. I got trouble here when I talk in Spanish, because it's different for Dallas, Texas than it is in Nueva York. Sí. Porque tenemos diferentes palabras. Por ejemplo, we got in Dallas, Texas, you would say, ahorrale. Ahorrale. Like that. But you hear you say, ahorra mismo. So, we'll start with Texas. Ahorrale. And then here we go. We say, like, throw the dice, baby. In Puerto Rican, in Boricua, you would say, mete mano, baby. Okay. All right. right, all right. Let's get to the news here. And it says the lawn service is done with pride by an English-speaking American. And he had an American flag. And he says there are a lot of people in the lawn service that are non-English-speaking customers, and different people were telling me that they were having a hard time trying to communicate with them about the work they want done on their yards. I just want to let people know that they can at least communicate with me when I do a poor job on the property. Oh, bad adjective. Man. Okay, do we actually care about this guy's plight? Because I do. I think this is an issue here where he's had a genius move. He had a great idea. This is advertising incarnate, promotion being the American way, right? Tireless self-promotion is the American way. Arguably, that's half of what I do for a living here, right? Half of what radio is promotion. Half of what anybody does is promotion. Anytime a girl puts on makeup, it's promotion. Anytime somebody runs for office, it's promotion. Anytime you get spiffed up before you come to work, as you may have noticed I did today. All right, put up the music. Come on. And evidently, the people in Denver are bowing to what they fear may be public opinion. I don't know what the general public opinion would be, but I want to know first from the people who are not English speaking. Do you even care? Do you even give a flat freak? Really? Seriously? Do you want me to ask it in Spanish? ¿Tienes una opinión? Siempre la misma. I can't say it on the radio. Siempre la misma con los payasos blancos. Huh? Give it up, baby. But what's happening here is in the Denver, Arapahoe County, you've got people who are going to be afraid of what the public thinks. I don't know if you can separate the public, all right? I do. I think that people who probably speak Spanish as a first language have a better sentido de humor, got a much better sense of humor than the dumb white clowns who are afraid of this guy's crazy, cool, funny, one-stop gardener advertisement on the side of the truck. For those who speak Español, para la gente que están hablando solamente en Español, aquí lo tienes. Okay, first, I know I don't look like Judge Judy, but I can do that job. What do you think, Animal? You want to be the sergeant at arms in court here? How are you today?
Just fine, D-Ro. How you doing today? Sure, I'll be the judge.
You want to be the judged, or do you want to be the jury, or do you want to be the hangman here?
I want to be the hangman.
Okay, I will be the judge and jury. Okay, and Brian will be the court reporter. Be young. Okay, first. The company who is giving him a hard time for this, I want to know if he put it on the side of a company truck, all right? He says his First Amendment rights are at stake. I don't know if he actually put this on the side of his own personal truck, or if he put this on the side of a company truck, or if this is a state truck. We'll have to dig around in the internet here and see what he actually did, because it says that he's towing a trailer that he uses to carry lawn mowing equipment. So who is this? Is this the mayor that's coming down on him? Because, you know, like, for example, downtown, down Lower East, where I got my place, is there's a sign, you can't say the word on the radio, it says F Yoga. Great sentiment. I don't know how to say it in Spanish. Play it. So if you can put that kind of a sentiment in a window of an urban environment, okay, all right, maybe somewhere on the outskirts of Tucson, Arizona. No, Tucson's very hip. Here's for Tucson, man. If it's a state truck, you can't put anything on a state truck. You can't even put graffiti on it anymore. It's not hip anymore. But if in fact, oh, it's a business truck, a personal business truck. Okay, come on. I think that he had a genius idea. Of course it's racist. Everybody is racist to some degree, especially if there's early mornings involved. Here's to the early mornings. And then there's happy hour, right? Here's the happy hour, yeah. Okay, That's the funny part. There is no such thing as funny unless somebody slips on a banana peel and hits themselves on the butt, right? So you got to make fun of somebody. You got to tweak somebody's nose or pull on somebody's ear or that thing that you do with your finger when you put the index finger behind the thumb. Here, I'm going to do it to all of America. Ready? Ray, turn down the music, Hutch. Ready? Oh! Okay, that will be the... That's got to be painful out there, you know? If you're listening to an amazing stereo, you're in an 18-wheeler, if you're the individuals who forced this guy to take the sign off the truck, that's got to be humiliating for me to do that to you, especially from this far away. Oh, yeah. I've often imagined my life to be kind of like one of those cartoons where, you've never seen it because I made it up, but I was standing on a corner and the hand of God was coming out of a cloud and he had his index finger right behind his thumb, just like I'm going to do to the people who made this guy take his sign off the side of his truck. And the hand of God comes down behind my head and goes, "Hey, Dave." Oh. Okay, so that's what we're going to do from now on, because some people are alive simply because it's illegal to kill them. I don't condone that we change that law. I believe in the altruistic nature of mankind and everything that Oprah would want me to say. The best we can do is give them the little index finger with the thumb, you know, because if I hold up the middle finger, you know what that means. I see that everywhere that I walk around in this city. Now that I've been in broadcasting for 2 months, even little kids in strollers now hold up their middle finger to me as I walk by as if to say, "David, you are the number one." Wait a minute, that's what it means, right? Okay, go back. All right. I think what's probably going to happen is a supervisor wrote the following. "Some of your conduct," is what he actually wrote, "is reprehensible and discriminatory. And you're on your second double espresso," if you can say that three times in a row really fast, "but is reprehensible and discriminatory to our non-English speaking and or Hispanic workforce." Okay, wait, stop. Of course it's discriminatory. That's what makes it funny. Of course it's reprehensible. That's what makes it great. Perhaps a little some of the salsa, la salsita that que necesitas para los Oscars, for the Oscars. Maybe if we had a little of that spice, a little reprehensible, a little bit of discriminatory. That's what makes humor great. I don't care if you're discriminating against somebody's big nose. Knock it off, animal. I can read thought bubbles. Don't look at... Hold on. 1 second. Turn this... See? You give a guy a gun, he's going to find a time to use it, man. I'm living proof, okay? Well, I'm going to use that on the people who served up the thing on the fella. They obviously made him stop because it's their truck. I got a thing here that says it's personal business truck, but somebody says, no, it's their official thing. I think they're lacking a sense of humor. I think most of America is starting to lack a sense of humor. But perhaps this is an opportunity, now that I'm thinking, now that I'm with all of you, out on the highways and the byways and the offices and now, you know, the teepees and the Winnebagos of America, that I can share this now that I'm having a vision. Making fun of non-English speaking people, and obviously it's about Spanish speaking people, on the side of your truck is a little bit like a political cartoon, isn't it? I mean, you're cartooning on somebody. I mean, that could be a verb, right? You have cartooned the Mexican people. And it's even more than Mexican now that I'm with you. It could be Cubano, Boricua. The name is Guatemalanos. That's not even a word, but it sure sounds like it, right? Ecuadorian. I think we should have a race riot. What do you think? That?
We are going to kill this cartoon. We don't need no stinking pencils. Death to all white gardeners.
Well, I think they may have already accomplished that. Obviously, I'm on the side of both sides here. I dig the free speech. And obviously, I grew up in what I say with all adoring respect as Mexifornia. Come on, my first girlfriend was Resendez. Not exactly a nice Jewish girl, Mom. Sorry. Still sorry. So I kind of see both sides here. I've got to imagine that my Spanish-speaking brothers and sisters here see the humor in this. You've got one guy. It's not a billboard. It's not a national campaign, right? If it's a national campaign, then I absolutely believe, like the Islamics do, that it's time for a jihad. How would you say jihad in Espanol? Give us a call. 866-313-3733. Holy War. ¿Cómo se dice en Espanol? La guerra de que... I don't know how you would say that, but I think that there may be a possibility still. I'm not discounting it, and I'm certainly not averse. Want to do a little holy war? Holy war! Admittedly, I sound more like a Cherokee when I do that than actually Islamic, I feel, because I have American Indian rage. And but I don't want to jump subjects here because, well, I do, but I'm not going to. I want to stick on this for a second because I got to find out. Does somebody actually care? Amigos, amigas, que están hablando en español. Guerra Santa. Okay. Tenemos una guerra santa, or is this just the usual, you know what we call it in Espanol, but I'm afraid that the censors have learned to speak Spanish. Oh, yeah. At one point in time, you could have a lot of fun with the verbs, but I do believe, especially in Nueva York, tenemos, you know, we got somebody who's speaking in both languages, but I don't know that anybody with a sense of humor like I grew up with even cares about this. This sounds like... Well, I want to hear what you say. 866-313-3733. And tell me if the fella... If you got a real issue here with this fella putting this sign on the side of his truck, I'd love to convince me. I've done it a million times on the air. Hey, you convince me? You're right, I'm wrong? Whatever. Let's see here. Gennaro, give it up. Give me on the thing. Go ahead, Gennaro, you're on. Roth Radio, you're in. Go ahead, D-Roll.
How's it going, David?
¿Qué pasó? Go ahead.
Hey, Papa. It's no different than when somebody puts se habla español, that they speak Spanish, correct?
Oh, I lost your theory there. Go again, my friend.
Well, when a company has people there that speak Spanish, they put se habla español.
You know what? That's like a Zen question there. Time stops when you said that. You have to think through it, and you have an actual... I think you just won the court case there. What do you think, Animal? Do you understand what he just said? Is that course, when you easily put that, and you see it on the attorneys, abogados, en televisión, you see that for...
That everywhere.
Oh, yeah. That's got to be one of the main calling cards. You see it everything from, you know, the clinics and the hospitals to the bail bondsmen. You see it in the restaurants. You see it everywhere. That's a real good, important thing. So what do you think, my friend? Should they leave this guy alone? Should the company just see this as a great sense of humor and that they finally got a little attention for probably what is a podunk, you're simply replaceable kind of a little company? What do you think? Or should he take it off because he's an insensitive?
Definitely don't take it off, David. That would be a big mistake. I mean, this is America, isn't it?
I am desperately... pushing that edge, yes. I agree with you 100%. Thanks, Gennaro. Well, I pushed that. This is where you support something like this, because I support both sides there, okay? If I thought that some little Mexican kid, if some little Boricua daughter was going to have a hurt feeling because of some funny little joke like this, then I would be the first guy to say, hey, come on, because I don't care about the parents. I don't care about the adults. Actually, I am one. Welcome to the big table, yeah.
Boy. David Lee Roth on 92.3 Free FM.
Benvenuti da David Lee Roth. Zen e l'arte della risata. Welcome to David Lee Roth. Zen and the art of laughing last.
Your eyes are wide and though your soul, it can't be bought, your mind can wander. Hello, hello, my place.
now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because life is slow when the groove is on.
Life is slow.
Devagaramente, yeah. Yeah. Favor, mina. Um favor, mina. Ué, beija flora. Vamos nessa, outras linguagens. Mas sobre este assunto depois. I need a message for you, baby. It's coming up, sir. All the way from Adelaide, South Australia. Dave, good to see you back. Keep up the fantastic show. You have heaps of listeners down here in Australia. Oi, hey. I want to get close.
Yeah.
Turns out this cat was wearing a hat. He was driving around in a truck that had a sign on the side of his truck that said, English-speaking driver. This was up in Denver, Arapahoe County, whatever. And I took a little issue with it. But it also turns out that he was wearing a hat that said, U.S. Border Patrol. Homeboy, you went too far. Okay, come on. If you had a great idea for advertising, because like Animal said earlier, or a fella got on the phone, and he said, Dave, whenever they speak Spanish, he says, se habla español. You see this on the television, abogados in Espanol, lawyers. You see that, when did I turn it? Now I'm thinking in dual language here. When you see the television attorneys, it always says, se habla español. Whenever you see any signs now, especially downtown, se habla español. And that's a major kind of a selling point, okay? It's everything from restaurants to bail bonds, just like everybody else uses. It's virtually everywhere, and it's in every major city. I grew up with it from the time I was like in sixth grade, okay? To this day, I drive regularly my car that I brought out here to New York that I'm going to drive here when the sun starts coming up on a regular basis is a 51 Mercury Lowrider with a 4.5-inch regulation windshield, and it's nothing but a chopped, slapped, dropped, easy, cool, sexy way of driving around my stereo, baby. Yeah. Slow, baby. So I can understand if somebody's going to take issue here, all right? The Spanish-speaking nation is part of us at this point. But if they're going to make fun of somebody, then you do it to a degree, okay? And I understand putting the sign on the side of the thing. It says, English-speaking gardener, all right? That's like a cartoon. I don't think it's one that warrants a race riot, like the Prophet Muhammad with a bomb on his head. This isn't Denmark. Or maybe it is. Could be. I'm not averse. But I don't think there's a race riot in order of this. I think if he just had the sign, that it would have been like a Saturday Night Live skit. Okay? But this guy took it a little too far, and it put U.S. Border Patrol, and he isolated it to one specific group of people. Man, I don't know much about race issues. I don't know much about politics, but I know a lot about showbiz. Turn off the music. This one's for you, you dummy. Oh. See, there's a point when you say too much information in your joke. You can't just point at somebody. You know, you leave it a little bit more general. So I understand that theory here. Give me Rob from the Bronx. Rob, my friend, are you on? Roth Radio,
yeah.
Go.
¿Qué pasa, Dave?
Nada mucho, siempre la misma. I can't say it on the air, pero. ¿Tienes ideas? Go ahead, brother, in English.
I'm calling because the simple fact is, come on, man, this is America. What happened to freedom of speech? Did anybody ask the Mexicans how they feel about the sign?
Okay, well, that's what I'm bringing up here. It is if anybody with even a faintly Hispanic accent takes issue with this, because I think people, it's just like cigar smokers have a better sense of humor than people who don't, okay? I've got to believe that Spanish-speaking people, by and large, just becoming from that kind of community, has a great sense of humor.
Dude, we have mad sense of humor. We laugh at almost every damn thing.
Okay, well, then I've got to imagine they're laughing at the dumb whiteys who decided that this was a major issue until, that's what I thought.
I can understand if you used a truck, if it was a government truck, or I mean any truck, utility truck. But if this is his own personal truck, what's the big deal?
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you on the personal truck issue. But if I was Mexicano, if I was Boricua, and somebody had a hat that specifically pointed, because there's a whole lot of races that are a lot of fun to make fun of here, especially in the United States, okay? I mean, if we're going to make fun of people, let's not just do the Latinos. Let's do the Jews, man. Chinese, they're a ball to make fun of. Come on, man. Black people, one of my favorites. And on and on. The list is long. The joke is funny if you don't point at one group of Indians, okay? But if you're just going to point to one little group, then I'm sorry, I got to do this to the hat. I'm gonna wear out the microphone or my middle finger sooner or later here. So what do you think they ought to do with this guy? They reprimanded him and they're gonna make him take the sign down. And so what do you think? I wouldn't be surprised if somebody actually takes a lawsuit to him. Didn't Adam Carolla in Los Angeles made some funny jokes about the Asian community or Bruce Lee or something like that? And now there's demonstrations, and I understand the price of his T-shirt just went up 30%.
Let's torch the place we're at it, right? You know? It doesn't matter. Come on, First Amendment. What happened? We've been taking everything so serious.
I agree with you.
And the border hat thing, I have one. My wife's worked for Customs and Border Protection.
Okay.
I walk around with it all day.
Okay. Well, I understand the hat and I understand the sign, but as showbiz, and that's all I'm an expert on, as showbiz, don't put the two together. One or the other is going to come off as funny. If you don't care about being funny, great. Wear the hat, put the sign, and we'll talk about you for the rest of the day. Agree or disagree?
I agree with you 100%. You went a little too far with that. But that's the West. That's how it goes.
No. I understand the theory of Border Patrol. We aren't discussing that issue, though. I understand the theory of Border Patrol guards. I got a lot of guy and gal friends in uniform on all sides of, blue team, police, military, whatever. Okay, so my point again is, if you want to be funny, don't point at one group of specific people if that's the sign you're going to put on there. Because there's going to be a lot of people who's going to think, hey, he's making fun of the Navajo again. Leave it to the filthy imagination of your audience. It's usually a lot more active than you give it credit for. Thanks for giving us a call, Rob. Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. If you leave a little bit in the air, then your filthy little imagination kicks right in and goes, I know what he's talking about. He's making fun of the Cambodians. Go ahead, Brian. Are you Cambodian? Wait a minute. Before you put his microphone on, did I just do something wrong? You're not Cambodian, are you? Go ahead.
No, I just thought when he said Border Patrol, I thought he was talking about the Canadian border.
Nice try. But you're a surfer, and we like to make fun of those, too. Well, he's got a point right away. I am much more for building a wall and keeping the Canadians out than I am for any of my brothers and sisters who eat salsa with breakfast. All right, Rafael, he's on the phone.
How you doing?
Good, my brother. What's cooking?
Well, no, what you were saying before, that when they advertise in the television saying that they also speak Spanish, it's just saying they also, meaning that they speak English first and they also speak Spanish just to bring bilingual clients to whatever business they have.
Okay, then probably the satire or the parody that this fellow was doing, and it was probably unconscious. Obviously, he's not a professional comedian, but when you make a satire of something, you'll see it on the TV, and then like Saturday Night Live, you change it a little bit. And he said, okay, well, I only speak English and everything. That's the funny part. You make fun of some people, but I have a problem with pointing just at one people because I like to make fun of people in general. You agree or disagree?
I think what he's doing is just going to hurt his business, because eventually everything ends up there to the Hispanic people. They're going to do the job no matter what. This guy, nobody will, there's no white person who's going to work 12 or more hours for even lower wages than what are lower wages now.
Well,
who's going to do that?
Well, you know
that's
what?
That's why we do those jobs, because they're jobs that nobody else wants to do.
Hey, you know what? I'm with you, my friend. And you know what? Probably the funniest part of this, el corazón de esta, is, you know what the heart of this probably is that everybody who works with this guy probably speaks Spanish as a first language here. And I guarantee you that where he eats, Every person who works in the kitchen staff speaks Spanish as a first language and had salsa with their breakfast, baby. And probably his daughter, if she's of age, is squeezing her trainer, Mr. Lopez, even as I speak.
That's right.
What do you think, my friend? Did I deliver justice?
Flavor now.
did I deliver justice on behalf of the Latino Nation, Rafael?
Yeah, you always do, man. I appreciate what you're trying to, you're reaching out, trying to speak Spanish, doing things that some people probably think that is not funny or that is you're not reaching some other. But I think you're doing a pretty wide thing reaching everybody, and I appreciate that.
Hey, thanks, my friend. Thank you very much. Hey, it's half the country, okay? Get involved. Órale! Mete mano, baby!
And now I'm here.
Are we actually functional? What are you turning up? Your freaking belt buckle there? Come
there
on. Okay, let's listen to the song, Hutch. Here we go. Turn it up. Here it goes. Okay, like Columbus said, we got through that part. Animal, what do you think, man?
Hey, man, I think somebody's sabotaging our stuff, man. I don't know, because this happens every day, man. I don't know what's up with it, man. But,
well, I was going to say, maybe Jesus speaks Spanish, and that, you know, he's against the guy with the sign on the side of his truck here. I'd like to think that it was a holy intervention, but I think it's probably just some of the gear here. Okay, what we're doing here is this is a studio that we kind of consider now a little bit like McHale's Navy. We know that in the back of the boat, there are certain holes that will blow up during happy hour, so we keep a wrench with us and a Leatherman's tool, and every now and then, Animal goes and he sticks his finger in the dike. Think about that for a second. All right, back to the subject at hand. What do you think about this cat that put the sign on the side of his truck? He said this was in Arapahoe County, Denver, and he said English-speaking gardener and whatever. And he was also wearing a hat that said Border Patrol. What do you think of that, Adam?
Well, I was feeling it until you mentioned the hat, man, you know, because, you know, like my gardener, you know, he speaks Spanish and English, but his helpers, they don't speak English. But I do communicate with him because I be pointing and stuff like cut this, cut that when I'm at home. But, you know, like, he messed up when he did the hat thing, though, I think.
Yeah, well, you know, he had a funny thing going because you leave it up to the imagination. When you don't leave it up to the imagination, then it becomes a specific racist kind of comment. You follow? When you smile, you got to finish up at the ending. You know what I mean? And then you don't explain it. This guy went and explained it. He put up a sign, said, "You know what I mean?" And then put the hat on like, and starts pointing at it, you know, like the morning zoo stuff. You know what I mean, Yogi? Oh, better take off the hat. Here comes Mr. Ranger now. All right, give us a first up here. Barb, get on the phone, Barb. D-Row Large in the house, Marge. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave. Missed you all last week. You have definitely been my guilty pleasure.
Thank you so much. What's on your mind this morning, Barb?
Oh, no, the reason why that guy got reprimanded is he worked for the DPW, okay? But the truck was his personal truck.
Okay, was he using his personal...
He drove it to work.
Was he using his personal truck on normal business hours for the DPW?
I guess that's what happened. He had pulled in to his normal work, the DPW, with that truck, and people complained. They called up and they bitched about it.
Okay, well, I get that, because there's no real way to control that kind of humor. You know, if people start making fun of each other and you allow that in a state kind of an environment, you know, a state company or something like that, you're talking about the Department of, you know, Public Works and Department of Water Power and this kind of thing, then no. I don't think you can allow people complete right of free speech there, because it's going to descend into chaos. I thought this fella was driving on his own. This is his own personal truck. This is how it's depicted in the news. You really have
personal truck, and he to DPW work.
Oh, okay. See, now the plot thickens, because the way it's been depicted, particularly possibly by the liberal left wing, whatever, of which I'm a card-carrying member, but kind of a dissatisfied member, because you really have to dig around on the internet. We've got 9 different producers and interns and everybody digging around on the internet, and it's taken me a whole hour here to finally get to the meat of the matter. I've got notes that say, no, it's his private truck. No, it was his private truck, but he's going to a public works. Well, it's his private truck, but he wore a hat. Okay, here's what happened. The guy was at a public works thing. He was probably wearing a jumpsuit that said public works, probably put on the hat, okay? Right away, you got a problem. No political commentary while you're on the job. I don't care if you're police, fire, military. Well, I don't care if you're the dean of men at the local junior high school. No political commentary. People get a little sensitive. People get a little incontinent when you do that. But if it's private, I thought that was a great idea. Okay, it's one guy. It's not like a national campaign. I think it's cool if it's one guy. I wonder if it'd be okay if it was a national campaign, Barbara. What would you think of that?
Please hang up and try again.
Because humor is the best way to address an issue, okay? Whether it's a political cartoon or some kind of commentary here. I think he just bungled it because he went and explained the punchline. Why did the chicken cross the road? To get to the other side. What do you mean? Well, you know, he had to look for the car and no, shut up. Just leave it be. I think he was probably out of line, and I'm curious as to what a number of other people think about this, contrary to it. Do you think it was okay for him to wear it, Barb? That's okay? She gone? Good call. 866-313-3733. Okay? Al, you're on. D-Row is in the house. Go ahead, Al.
Hello.
Al, you're on.
Yeah, Dave, how you doing?
Good, Al. What's up?
Listen, you know what the problem is that he's got the truck parked in the parking lot, and it's actually against the law to be, like, political on a public site. You know, you can't advertise, like, vote for Bush or vote for Kerry or something like that. That's what the problem is.
Okay.
If he parked outside the lot, I'm sure they wouldn't have a problem.
Okay.
You know, that's his business.
And are they still complaining because his truck is sitting too close to the facility? Is that it?
No, it's actually inside the parking lot. He parks inside the parking lot on their property.
Okay, then he's begging for trouble. This guy is so bad at show business. I completely support people's rights to make fun of each other. I do it for a living. But hey, if you're going to wear a shirt that says kill them all and let God sort them out, or speak English or die, and you show up for your job at the post office, what did you expect realistically here, man?
Right, I agree with you.
Sorry, go ahead.
I agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
And then he's going to add a little explanation to it by putting the hat on. Come on, man. He could have put on any...
I'm sure the guy walks around, like, by the water cooler, you know, like shooting off some off-color jokes and stuff like that. It's a combination of the whole package.
I got to imagine. I agree with you, Al. Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733.
Yeah, baby. Right.
Joe. Always a good way to start. Joe, you're on.
Okay, yeah, I was just saying that the coverage it gets is contingent upon the group that's being ridiculed. In this case, it's Hispanic, so it's going to get coverage on your show, and it's kind of minimal. But look in the case of that cartoon, how it got blown disproportionate. And basically, it's all the same thing. It's all a level of racism.
Yeah, I agree. Do you think there's a place for racist humor?
Well, you know what it does, in my opinion? It just shows the ignorance of the individual who's doing it. Because in this case, this guy, I guarantee you go and give him an IQ test, he ain't equal in my shoe, and I got a size 13.
Okay, but the comedian doesn't necessarily have to be smart to be funny.
The best comedians are smart.
Yes, I would agree with you, and I would also wonder if you agree with me that some of the very best humor is racist in content. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now let me share with 1 second, and then I'm going to listen to you. Would you agree that the best kind of humor that is racist points out the stupidity or the moronicism of one person or another in the context of the joke? Would you agree or disagree with that?
I agree with that, but think of this. If that sign that was on the side of his truck was either anti-Semitic or something against Allah or something, could you imagine what that would have brought forth? Because in society, the group that's being ridiculed, their influence, that is contingent upon where it gets covered and how it gets covered. This is a joke because it's about the Mexicans who cut grass.
Yeah, but you know what? That's a humongous contingent. That's a huge voter block. That's an amazingly sized community in the United States today. But what you're saying is they don't have the real defense mechanism in place like the Jewish community perhaps in show business or the Italian community on the East Coast, something like that?
Yes, yes, absolutely. But you see, the problem is this, is that this guy who puts that sign up, it's tongue-in-cheek against the Hispanics or the Mexicans or Guatemalans. But to be honest with you, they are absolutely everybody who uses them to cut grass. I mean, just to specify the topic that we're speaking about, okay, they're the best. They're the best for the money. Our economy is based upon these people right now, in the restaurants, cutting grass, all of that. And this guy, I guarantee it, that if you go give him an IQ test, he doesn't reach 13.
Yeah, and I think probably the joke now is on individuals who think like that. That's the funny part about racist humor. You could be making fun of yourself without knowing it. Anyways, my friend, what do you think is going to happen to this fella? That this is just going to disappear, or do you think that there's going to be a rising up? Is there going to be a jihad? A Gardner jihad?
What's going to happen? It's going to get swept under the rug because the group that's being ridiculed is very non-influential in America as far as on a big level. Yeah, they're influential that they cut a lot of grass and they cut a lot of celery in the back rooms of the restaurants, but they don't have any influence. So, no, it's nothing. He'll probably get, you know, fired or a little slap on the wrist, but nothing big.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to agree with you, and you have a huge nation of people who are busy cutting grass and doing the laundry, just like my grandparents were doing. And then they're going to start to educate, and they're going to start to grow up, and they're going to get a little more power and a little more power, and something tells me they're going to have really good memories.